People, welcome to the relaunch, goddammit, of fucking Raw Material. How's everybody doing, my good people? Niggas was on CP time, so excuse the tardiness. My bad, y'all. It is what it is, though. Hey, Chris, I might need to use your phone for the comments and shit, but we'll figure that all out later. How's everybody doing? There was some little preliminary shit that was going on beforehand, so don't worry about that shit, but we are here. Hey, grab a cup, my brother. Please. City, what's happening?
What's up?
I ain't seen you since you was a teenager, goddamn.
I know, I'm a grown adult now.
You a grown adult?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm 22. I met you when I was, 16?
Yeah, you was 16 as fuck. Hell yeah. How you been, though? Everything been good?
Yeah, how you been? What you been up to?
Just work. Goddamn. Just working like a motherfucker.
You still work up there?
Hell no. Nah.
Excuse me, don't try to shit on North Lake. That's where we started.
Yeah, Well, at that time, it was just a little different for me, but I had needed that job. It was something, you probably just like, shit, I just want a job at that time. You just selling shoes at 16. I wish I would have got that goddamn shoe job at 16, but I didn't. It is what it is. I think I was working at fucking, what the fuck I was working? I was working at Boys and Girls Club and Kroger.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, it's two different starting points, but that's what's up. It's good to see you, though.
Good to see you, too.
Cause you know we met, we had a love hate relationship. You really want to fuck with the king?
I yeah, can't really for recall.
Sure. For sure, it's, I mean, recall. As much as you don't want to admit to it, that's what the
can't
fuck
really was recall.
Okay, all right, whatever. If you don't remember, I don't remember either. Okay, cool. But so if my EP didn't inform you, so it's called Raw Material, right? We talk about a whole bunch of goddamn off the wall ass shit. So if it's certain shit that you don't want to talk about, I don't give a fuck what you don't want to talk about. For real.
Okay.
That's just the nature of the show. So
okay.
A lot of times people get on here, normally I have like four people, and somebody or even me, a guest, somebody is upset when they leave this motherfucker. Like, I ain't coming back to this motherfucker.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh yeah, dead serious.
Well, you know, you got that persona, so maybe that's why we was beeping in the first place.
I got a persona of what?
Pissing people off.
Alright. So now you know what I'm talking about. Now you don't recall. But now you know, now I got a persona pissing people off. All right, that's cool. I'll take that, I guess. So typically what I do, for anybody who's new or been here before, I don't tell the guests the topic until they get here. So I just go off the top, you know what I'm saying, make it do what it do. I ain't gonna jump into it just yet because I gotta warm people back up to it because I have been doing it for like 3 years. Off and on, I'm trying to find a co-host. It was just tough and doing shit. I'm just going to feel people back in. Like, it's going to be way more consistent this time, whether I do it by myself. I don't give a fuck who watch. I'm going to consistently do it because I got to keep putting out content. So, yeah, that is. But, hey, Chris, when that shit stop, just press the play back again. Because, yeah, but you'll hear it when it click and shit. But, okay, so we're just going to jump into it. So, you know who Jasmine Sullivan is, right? Oh, shit. Oh, hell no. Okay, that's cool. You ain't got to know who it is. So she just dropped the album, right? So in between her albums, she got like these like skits of certain women talk about certain shit that like a woman has been through. Well, majority that women has been through. So one of them was just like, women need to stop telling men that their pussy is theirs. Like, if we're fucking, like, this pussy yours. Which, on one hand, I'm like, I get where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
But they were saying it like, because men really think that pussy is theirs. And I've never been in a situation to where a woman, we having sex and shit like that, she said, oh, this pussy yours. And I'm like, oh yeah, I feel like this pussy, like it was just a jump off, cool. But if it's like my girlfriend, yeah, that 9 times out of 10, I probably think it's mine, but I'm not going to be a thing to where if I leave the situation,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nah, bitch, that pussy mine. Where you think you going? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So how you feel about that? What you do when you having sex and shit? Are you telling men that pussy is there?
I feel like that's just sex talk, though.
Right, exact. That's
yeah,
what
so
I
why
thought.
Why do they need to stop, though?
I don't know, because it blew my mind, because they was like real adamant about it. Just like society put it on it where it's just like, like men, like aggressive men, like men who don't know how to like maybe like hold their liquor or something like that, or just crazy as fuck. I'm pretty sure you ran into some motherfuckers who goddamn, you put that thing on them, that motherfucker don't know how to leave you alone.
Crazy.
Go ahead and speak on that. Yeah. So how that happened? Oh, no, you ain't going to speak on that? Come on, bro. This called raw material, not, I'm shy.
It's not even about that. Like, I'm not shy, but people saying you should stop saying the pussy is yours, even if you're in a relationship or not, but men still always cheating, so it's like you can tell them that, but is the dick the woman's? Like, it's the same concept.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I've never been in a situation where I'm like, oh, yeah, the dick yours. Yeah. Unless I'm in a relationship within.
And you're okay. Still probably cheating, even though you say that.
Whoa. Where you get that from? Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I've been single for almost 2 years.
Yeah, 22. Stay single till you're about 25, 26, maybe 27. That's when you really fully develop your mind, pussy, and your titties. Cause you ain't all the way fully developed. I'm just letting you know that now. You're not all the way fully developed. Because with sex complicate things.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure there's been a situation to where you probably just been fucking somebody. And they're probably just like, oh, yeah, this shit is amazing. But you like, boy, calm down. It's just sex. Yeah. Like, relax. Relax. So have you been in a situation where like that?
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh, yeah, this is just sex. And the motherfucker was just like, no, I want to be with you.
Yeah, I just got out of that situation in November.
In November? Oh, speak on it.
And you know what's so crazy? I just found out he has a baby on the way. Okay, first of all, okay. I started fucking with this boy. And when we first started fucking, I was like, do you have kids? He was like, no. So then come to find out, he got 2 kids. And then he was trying to be with me in the beginning, like, lying to me, you don't have kids, like, I want to be with you, I want you to be my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, slow down. And then I was on the phone with him one night, and I hear something crying in the background. He keeps muting me. And I'm like, why are you muting me? And then he was like, oh, that's my mom's granddaughter. And I was like, what? I was like, what? And then he was like, oh, no, it's my son. And then he started yelling at me, talking about some, you must want me to be a deadbeat dad, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm just asking you what it is. That's it. And then... I stopped fucking with him at the beginning of December, and he has a baby on the way the whole time. And the girl ultrasound was on November 4th. So while we was fucking with each other, you trying to make me your girlfriend, you got a baby on the way with this girl. And then he got 2 other kids with another girl. So
he got 4 feet?
He's only 21. No, he got 3. So when I asked him, I seen him 2 days ago, and I'm like, do you think you're NBA Youngboy? Like, you want 7 different baby mamas, but you don't have NBA Youngboy money, so you need to slow down and relax. And he's on the run, too.
Oh,
yeah, that's all
I'm saying. Right, like, yeah, that can't be right. Like, Sydney, this is news to me, because I bet you when you 16, like, I don't know what's going on, but you're grown now. Yeah. That's what's up, though. That's what's up, I guess. So what you doing now? You just chilling? You just
out here? Yeah, I'm just chilling. Because, like, you saying all this stuff and, like, lying, so people just lie about anything. So it's like... Not even gonna feed into that.
Do you lie?
No. I'm not scared of nobody, so why would I lie? I feel like when you're scared of somebody, you would lie to them. I don't have no reason to lie. I've never even lied to my mom.
You don't have no reason to lie, but I'm pretty sure you lie.
Everybody course I lied. Everybody
has lied. Yeah,
but I don't just go out of my way to lie. Like, if I had kids, I wouldn't be saying, no, I don't got no kids. Like, what? Who lies about that?
Where you from again, Sadie?
Why? Atlanta?
Oh, okay. Are you really from Atlanta? Because you had to think about it for a second.
Because I'm like, why?
No, I'm just asking. I haven't talked to you in a while. Damn, shit, I'm trying to catch up as I'm on the podcast.
I'm from Georgia. I've lived all over the place. I've lived on the north side, east side, south side, everywhere else.
I'm glad you said Georgia. Good. Because that whole Atlanta thing is sitting a little different for me. Because if you're really not from Atlanta, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit.
General facility.
Okay, all right, cool. I'll take that instead. I got to, I'm from Atlanta. No,
where
hell.
Are you from?
Born and raised.
Where?
I'm Georgia. East side. What are you talking about?
What part?
What you mean, what part?
Right here?
No, hell no. Glenwood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't play with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody playing with you, but relax. Like you said, relax.
Yeah, all right. The fuck going on right here?
The hell going on?
yeah, all right. Whatever. All right. Okay. So I got another one. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation because you're young. I don't mean to knock you. I'm just saying.
How old are you?
I'm 29. About to be 30.
Cool. So you old.
I guess.
Yeah, you old.
I guess. That's cool. I wish I was 22, 22. What I was doing at 22. Hey, anyway. So I was talking to, it was another skit in the album. And it was talking about women have it's been maybe 1 or 2 times in your life, or it's going to happen in your life at some point to where you just like, you meet a man and then this nigga just like Like, you stigmatized. And you don't care what the fuck this nigga do. If he cheat out here in these streets, the dick so goddamn good, you ain't going no motherfucking way. You'll do anything for that motherfucking dick. Have you ever been in that situation?
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said you're young.
Don't say it's because I'm young.
Well, most of the time, the women that were saying that was probably, they were saying that they probably had it in their early 20s. Mm-hmm. And then when they got in their late 20s, they like, oh, no, I don't want that no more. I've been there before.
I don't want that at all.
You don't want that at all? Mm-hmm. Really? Why not?
Because I grew up in an environment like that with my mama doing that for somebody. And that's why I lived all over Georgia. Ah. And he was beating her and, you know, all that
stuff. Okay. It's wrong, but it ain't that wrong.
So, yeah, no, I don't want that.
Okay. I respect that. Mm-hmm. I actually do. I respect the shit out of that. Because a lot of women, they like, shit, give me one of them now. Mm-mm. Straight up.
Do yeah, whatever. I know. Like, a lot of my friends do that.
Like, they go to jail, they put money on their books, nigga. They went to jail.
Going to jail, that's different. I'll do something like that. But as far as cheating and stuff like that, yeah, going to jail, I'll put money on some of my books. But
whoa, wait a minute. That's basically the same motherfucking thing.
No, different. It's not. I've never done that. I'm saying, but if it was to happen and I'm fucking with somebody, I would do that for them.
So let's say, I'm just going to compare apples.
Okay, hold on. There's a difference between loyalty and stupidity. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that.
Are you?
Yes, I am. So, right. So, let's say you put this nigga for, I don't know, 6 months. Just give a time frame. Both of them. Let's say you was one nigga for 6 months, another nigga for 6 months. You got this average dick, stigmatized. Average dick went to jail. You being loyal for the average dick? But both of them went to jail.
If I'm fucking with two people at the same time?
No. Different times.
It depends on, like, the other factors.
Yeah, such
like, a, are we together? Are you loyal?
I'm solely going on dick. Period. Pause. For the niggas.
I mean, I guess the one is better.
Right.
Oh, but I've never been stigmatized where I just will let him do whatever he wants to me and me keep running back to him.
Right. But you just said, if the motherfucker loyal, probably 9 times out of 10. Well, I ain't going to say 9 times out of 10. Probably 5 times out of 10. It's probably gonna be some average shit. So you said you're gonna be loyal
to the average. That's not true.
But you're not gonna be loyal. Excuse me, my bad. You're not gonna be loyal to the average. But the motherfucker who's
out there blowing back out. You know what you said.
Let me put some money on the books, nigga. I got you. As soon as you got out, nigga, I'm pulling up. No. Waiting on you.
You're
confused. You want me to break it back down? I can break it back down.
Wait. So I fuck with somebody for 6 months, and then I fuck with a new person for 6 months.
Yes. But it's two different
situations. If I'm not fucking with him no more, then why would I put money in his books? No, I'm talking about, like, if I was fucking with somebody and he went to jail while we was together.
Yeah.
I would put money in his books.
Okay, so you kind of threw a little wrench in there. That's not the example I gave. That's not the example I gave. But I understand where you're coming from. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to throw out different examples, different scenarios so people can see both sides. So just like, what you got going on? You all right?
I don't know. It's just a DM.
Oh. Popping. Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, so we live in an era. It bothers my soul. We live in an era to where... The only way I can approach you, talk to you, have any conversation with you, not saying you, and I'm just saying in general, I'm just using you for example, is if I have any kind of money.
I knew you was going to say that.
Correct. I got to have crazy money. Pockets got to be crazy. I got to be in a section popping bottles, nigga. I got all kind of niggas around me. Your entourage, you got more niggas than you got bitches, but you need that. Do you want that kind of motherfucker? Always in the streets. You don't know what the fuck this nigga doing. You got three phones.
Why he had the other three phones in there? No, I want somebody in the middle.
What's the middle?
You know, not broke, but not having too much money. Because when you got too much money, then you think you can just talk to any hoe you want to. And that's another one.
You know, I know a broke nigga who try to talk to anybody right now.
Yeah, but how successful?
Well, that nigga pretty goddamn successful at what the fuck he do.
Okay,
I don't know how. Some of y'all know, but I don't know how. But he do. And I'm trying to get my girlfriend downstairs. So, I don't know how he do it, but I'm trying to get the juice that nigga got. Because I got to have a little bit of my tea. For real. I'm dead ass serious.
Yep. But I feel like money blow people head up, so they get more. It just amplifies. I think money amplifies who you truly are. So if that's how he is when he broke, he gonna be like that worse when he got money.
Mm.
So I'm not thinking you need money to be like that, but it's gonna amplify.
You're a little bit more down to earth than what I thought. This girl, this raw material, girl.
You try me.
That's a compliment. How I try you? That's a compliment. Yeah, you overthinking it. Don't think about it too much. Cause I think so. On social media, what I see all the time, and it blows my mind. Like, we live in an era to where like less clothes is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I've never been a huge fan of it. Money, it doesn't. It's the root of all evil to me. I don't give a fuck about money. Money can be here today and go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker can blow up today. I'm still be happy for real. Mm-hmm. It is what it is because I have peace and sanity. Like shit, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I can be dead. I'm still alive. Shit, something happened. Yeah, okay, cool. But I can get over it as long as I got my whip. I got my girl and my dog.
That's how I feel.
I'm cool.
I got my car. I'm good.
Got my whip, girl, my dog. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. I can make some money from my dog. Shit, I'm a hustler. I'm trying to get it out here. Feel me? Legally. Don't get it twisted. I ain't doing no. I ain't selling no drugs.
Get it how you get it.
Okay. All right. Oh, segue. You ever fought with a drug dealer? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You look like you like a drug dealer.
I love drug dealers and scammers. I do.
I'm confused now, because on one hand, you said you ain't really tripping about the money thing.
I'm not tripping about that.
Now you want a drug dealer. Scammer. Like,
did I say I wanted one? I said I loved it. I don't care. Like,
okay, all right. If three niggas lined up, all right, here we go.
The scammer or the drug dealer.
Okay. Wow. That was quick. Trigger.
But
the scam.
But not to fall in love with, because you know eventually they're going to jail or they're going broke.
So why the fuck with them?
Just for the fun. For the time being.
For the time.
Yeah.
Flash. You know, cars and shit. I get a plug for you and shit. No.
We can pop some bottles.
Out of town. It's the same shit. They go out of town and do the same shit they would do in their own city. Or even more.
I guess.
Shit. Send four bottles over there. Bring me four too. For what? Shit, we lit. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Because usually they pay for everybody around them.
No, fuck all that. I ain't gonna get into that. But yeah, I feel that because me personally, I don't like sections. Overrated experience. Don't like bottles.
That's because y'all
old. Overrated experience. No, hell no, that ain't got nothing to do with. I've never.
Did y'all
never
even have it. Sections when y'all was 21?
Get the fuck out of here! Like, what are you talking?
No, he said no.
He's not gonna tell his age, but
I know how old he is.
But I'm just saying for the viewers. Not okay. That's for the viewers. You got nigga, they had sections, bro. They had sections. You just want buying a section. There's a difference.
Okay, all right, real quick. I like to roam around. I can't be confined to a section.
I'm on the same page. Yeah, you on.
I'm going to be on the left side, on the right side. I'm gonna holler at every bitch in the club. I'm talking about every single bitch is going like,
yeah. Yeah.
Your name Orlando, that. Your name Memphis. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Whatever city comes to mind. Hey, Paris.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to fucking be. It shouldn't be a thing to where like I'm in a section with the motherfuckers that I kick it with every fucking day. Yeah, doing the same shit.
Nah, I'm about
we got them going out of town, doing the same shit out of like, no, hell no, fuck that. Let's go across the country. You got a passport?
Yes. I studied abroad.
I knew that. I'm a mind reader. I started about, yeah, okay. Right, everybody's right. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what's up, though. I wish I would have did that, but I didn't have that luxury.
No.
Was it a good experience?
Yeah, I guess.
What that mean?
It was just a lot.
How long was you like?
I was
how long
there for 2 months, but it was a language barrier, and then I missed my family, so I was like, oh, shoot. Like,
so you brought your ass back quick?
Huh?
You brought your ass back quick? 2 months?
No, I did the, it was a summer program.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you didn't like it?
No.
Study abroad? Language
barrier? I did like it. Like, I would go back, but. About
none of that. I figured out. Shit, sign language.
Sign language?
Hell yeah.
What?
Sign language.
Okay, spit me some.
To what, like, well, if I'm at the bar?
No.
look, you know.
So how you going to interact with everybody else?
What you, depending on what the fuck going on?
I'm talking about, like, I was living with a family and I had to, like, and right. I didn't know English.
Right, okay, cool. So, like, let's say you want something to eat.
No, and you have to sit at dinner with them every night.
That's cool.
Okay, you just sit there and eat and it's like, okay.
Okay, eat your motherfucking food. Go to the fuck you. Go on. Like,
but
what?
You can't get up till everybody finished.
Oh, no.
That's their culture, though.
You can't disrespect. Oh, yeah.
But you stay in their house, you can't disrespect them.
Well, I can't. Am I paying a little? Yes or no? Am I paying to live there? If this is something where I'm staying for free, culture. If I'm paying you, fuck you. For real, I'm all about culture.
Can't be disrespectful, though.
I went to a super diverse school. I'm all about culture and all that other good stuff. Cool, but if I'm studying abroad for a couple months, I'm gonna holler at y'all, boy. I'm full with y'all. I'm out the goddamn.
You need an ass whooping. That's what you need, an ass
whooping. I'm just saying, like, I'm all about culture. I'm super big on culture. I'm not gonna disrespect anybody because I don't want to disrespect. I don't want anybody to disrespect the black culture. So I get it, but at the same time,
that's like saying you got a roommate and just because he's paying to stay here, he can disrespect you in your own house. That's the same concept. So nothing.
I ain't never stayed with roommates. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying like regardless, like even when you
that makes sense.
Just because you like yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but I. Nigga, just say you want a goddamn Hennessy, nigga. Oh, this the one. I should talk about this first. So, why is it in today's society that women hoeing is glorified?
And when I say, no, that's a good question.
And when I say hoeing, these bitches is hoeing.
Yeah, they are.
Like.
And I work at a club, so I see them dinner with a different man every night.
Paying for pussy. Period.
Oh, I got a homegirl to sell pussy. And
talk about it.
And we was at the club the other night, and I brought her out with this boy. And me and him had went on a date and went to the club, so I invited her. He was paying for all both of us. She starts passing out her business card with her selling pussy on there. And I was so embarrassed, so we started arguing. And she was like, you don't care about my business. You don't care about me. I said, it's a time and a place for that. But you're selling out. I mean, you're passing out selling pussy business cards in front of like these people I'm with. So it's just really embarrassing.
So she passing out business. She got flyers.
Yeah.
She got freaking flyer miles on that pussy.
Yes, and then you know the boy I was just talking about that got the baby on the way.
Mm-hmm.
We went to his house and I took her over there.
Oh, she like, oh, I know him.
No, when we walk in the living room, all his homeboys in there. She don't know none of them. She don't even know him. She's with me. Yeah, my name is so-and-so, and I got an OnlyFans, and da-da-da. And then the next hour, she's in the bathroom with this dude, telling him, if you try to leave the bathroom, I'm going to cut you. Because she was trying to fuck him. Yes! It was a hot mess.
So, was she fucking for free in the bathroom?
Yes!
She wanted to fuck.
Fuck, yes. But she wanted to promote her business, too, so I guess she wanted to fuck him instead of his friend, so that they would pay. Yes, because she went in the living room like, yes. This is
so did he fuck her?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to get that nigga on the podcast because I want to know if it was good or not. And I want to get home to.
She was going.
No, I have so many questions. And I'm pretty sure if I get home, I'm pretty sure she got a lot of followers. Yeah, girl, let's have a seat. How much she pay for that little pussy? $40, $50? $100?
But also, she had told me that. She was fucking this dude for 2 years, and then she found out it was her second cousin, and she kept fucking.
Oh yeah, I have to get her on the podcast. I have to get her on. Like, you need to set that up. Like, as soon as we get off.
Yes.
And I will pay her just to be here, like to be on a podcast. And she need to go live on her Instagram, so I can get that follow base straight up.
Child.
I'm dead ass serious.
I don't know if she's gonna say all that,
doesn't she? Yeah, she will. She got an OnlyFans. She busting it open for fucking $10, $15. Yeah, she fucking will. Shit. For I can get it for like 30 minutes to an hour, whatever that is. I don't know about OnlyFans because them niggas be on there all the goddamn time. I got a smooth, maybe $50 to $100 for a good hour. That's about $100 an hour. You can't be that.
She ain't talking to me ever since I told her don't pass out her business.
Oh, God damn.
Because she said I don't care about her business. I had a paragraph on my phone like this long, like how I don't care about her business. I swear to God on my life. I'm not even joking. Like, this shit ridiculous. Wow. I'm like, yeah, she mad at me. But I've been friends with her since I was in like 8th grade.
Oh, so it's a
and she's older than me. She's like 24. She'll be 24 in April.
Yeah, just a little patch. Yeah, y'all work that out.
I know.
Yeah, work that out.
That's my interview.
But... Yeah, I'll work that out. Yeah. And then once y'all work it out, hit my line. So we can get on the pod. She need to be here. Co-host.
She gonna come here. You think somebody will leave angry? She gonna leave angry.
That's cool. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I just need her to be on the goddamn show. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I done made several people mad several times. Even my girlfriend. So, yeah. That is what that is. It's called raw material for a reason. Shit. For real. Like a $2 motherfucking bill. Straight up. All right, so I guess this, I'm just going to wrap it up today. I thought it was actually pretty goddamn good. It was a little random, but it was still pretty good.
It was random. We was all over the place.
I figured out a better way because it was just... But whatever. It's still, but a lot of, I mean, people was commenting, people's on, so it is what it is. So it wasn't that goddamn right.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I hope y'all be here next week. We're going to go live every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Repost this shit. My real friends, if you are my real friend, repost it. I don't know if y'all doing whatever the fuck y'all doing, but repost it. And I'll see y'all ugly motherfuckers next week. Close that shit off, my brother. Thank you, sir.
I'm dead.
See it.
I'm so concerned. Like, what circles are you hanging with?
Scammers and drug dealers. It's called your room.
It's like these Turkish people.
Turkish.
Yeah, but it's like slow right now because they just opened on January 1st. It's right by Allure. Okay. But it's inside of a, in the daytime, it's a restaurant, this Asian lady restaurant. And then when you, like, you will never know it's there unless you know someone who worked there. But it's just slower.